You're listening to Good News Geek with your hosts, John.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Matt.
I'm Batman.
And the Proby.
I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Join them as they embark on a journey through pop culture, sharing the
good news, everyone.
Hello and welcome to Good News Geek in this long overdue return of Da Boys. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself, sir?
I'm alive.
Yeah.
Well, and how's the potato in the corner there?
Hey, come on.
Is he basking nicely in his bed of soil?
I can see some sprouts starting to grow.
I haven't been watered enough.
No.
Bit wrinkly there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
No, I'm doing well. I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good.
It's good to see you guys again. Bit too long.
It's always good to see me.
Yes. And what we'll do, we definitely won't talk about the fact that we did record an episode last month and it just never got released.
Absolutely. That will never be spoken about and nobody is to blame.
No, not even the editor, Yolanda.
The highly blame. Paid editor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll pay her what she's worth. Yeah,
exactly. I hope you're going to cut it.
Yeah.
So, can I get into some of those profits?
No. Yeah. Again, I pay people what they're worth. You should be giving me money at this point.
I do, literally.
Well, you gave me Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull. Yeah.
These Red Bull are expensive. They're not sponsoring us anymore.
No, they were sponsoring us. Well, we're going to cover a few things today. Hopefully you can read my notes, Matt.
I can kind of read your notes, but that's all right. I remember a lot of it. So we're going to talk about the Ahsoka series, which is now complete. We're going to talk about some new games that have come out, including Starfield, which I believe both you gentlemen have played.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the One Piece Netflix series. We're going to talk about superhero or just maybe pop culture movie in general fatigue. Just there's so much of it coming out that it's starting to get a bit drudgy. And we're going to have a brief talk about Supernova, which is coming up.
Yes, so that is around the country, but we're specifically talking about the one
for us
in Adelaide,
yes,
which is relevant to us.
Of course, the Bad Batch.
And the Bad Batch, yes, of course. We can never forget those guys. They're the gift that keeps on giving.
let's ring that joke for all it's worth.
Yeah, right. What do you mean, joke?
Get every drop out of it.
Well, we're going to start off with Ahsoka.
We are.
Primarily because it's at the top of my list, because it's the first thing we thought of, and it begins with A, so there's a nice
exactly. Alphabetical.
Except for the rest of everything else. Isn't
and also the fact that there is no reason that the alphabet has to be in alphabetical order. It makes no difference.
What do you mean?
Think about it. Just
explain
letters,
how.
they're letters that just make words. There's no reason that the alphabet has to be in alphabetical order.
Just to recall them, I guess.
But it yeah. is
makes it easier exactly. to remember
but
them.
But it is in an order, so we're going by that order that it's in.
Yeah, but there's no need for it.
But there is one.
How wrong is that?
How else are you going to learn it? Are you just going to start sprouting random things and exactly. try to remember which ones you did and which ones you haven't?
Interesting that the potato would say sprouting.
It is actually, yeah.
But should we actually talk about Ahsoka?
Oh, okay,
rather
fine.
Than alphabets
all right,
and potato
all right,
jokes.
Take the starch out of it.
you're a spud. All right. So Ahsoka.
What do people think? So we've done and dusted.
It's all finished. Well, at least this first season.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a controversial opinion, either you or me, because I liked it. And you, sir, I hear liked it too.
Yeah, it was fine.
Fine. That's not the word you said earlier.
Well, it was
the
fine.
The word you said earlier would have to beep if we were played on the...
Oh, no. Okay, so by default, I tend to like Star Wars because it's Star Wars, right? So I always temper that response with a even-handed approach to what I actually think of the quality of a particular show. For instance, with Obi-Wan Kenobi, I loved that show because it had Obi-Wan Kenobi and it had Ewan McGregor in it.
Absolutely.
But if I was to objectively look at the quality of the show, I would say it's pretty mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that seems to be the way. This is the way with Disney Star Wars.
Yeah.
For me, it's good because it's Star Wars, but it's not great because it's Disney.
Yeah.
What about particular episodes though? Like, particular episodes that have let you down? Because there's, for instance, like which you know, I haven't watched all of Ahsoka still because I'm useless, but I did watch all of Obi-Wan. And you're right. I get that there was some episodes in there where it's like a bit slow, maybe not quite as good, but there was also episodes in there that were like top level, like the last episode where they do that final duel again and stuff.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I loved it. It was actually one of my favorite Star Wars moments.
Yeah.
That scene. That fight scene. And especially the end where the broken mask and the back and forth.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I could break it down to episodes, whole episodes letting me down. It's more scene to scene and different beats in the story and different things that happen.
So you don't hate the show exactly, but there was bits in it that you...
Yeah, so for instance, in Rebels, mm-hmm. I love Sabine.
Yes, yeah, she's very
in this show. I despise her.
Yeah,
I was very disappointed when she was skewered by a lightsaber and her internal organs didn't boil as they should have, and she survived and was totally fine the next day. It's like she was playing a computer game and she just selected rest and she popped out fine at the end.
She ate 17 wheels of cheese and she was fine.
I think she was just sticking it to Qui-Gon at this point.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's an example. Ahsoka is.
Yeah, there's no continuity there. Like,
yeah,
it feels Qui-Gon like one of the greatest Jedi Masters gets stabbied.
I'd like to say that the character choices were what I think is not how they should have gone, same with sort of Sabine. But I suppose that's just sort of what my headcanon is. Like, I, in my head, think that the characters would have done this going on, but Dave Filoni, who's the one who made the characters, has now just gone a different direction with it, which I'm obviously not too happy about. Like, I loved the character of Ahsoka in Clone Wars. I think she's a fantastic character, but yeah, she's even different in the show. The one character that I think they did exactly as they were in the animated series was Ezra. Mm. He is very, very similar to his animated character.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look, character choices are, I mean, they've all gone through some stuff and it's not been like time has stood still since we saw the end of Rebels. Yeah,
exactly.
To now. So, you know, we can kind of accept that characters will change a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, the whole original trilogy happens in between them.
That's right. So that doesn't bother me. It's Sabine, like... I made a post on this on our Discord. Mm-hmm. I was about halfway through at this stage and I posted a meme with Sabine sitting back with her legs, you know, crossed and feet up when they're just traveling very slowly back. Mm-hmm. And I said, relaxing after a hard day of ruining the entire galaxy for the sake of a boy or something along those lines. And, you know, I just... that kind of summed it up for me.
Yeah.
That sort of ridiculous choice infuriated me. She betrayed her friends. She betrayed what she stood for. And I'm not sure that Sabine would have normally done that. Now, again, that's just how I kind of saw it.
Yeah.
But also, it's like these people, these characters have no idea about the stakes. Mm. Like they're trying to say these are great stakes that everyone, oh, you know, this is going to be the end of the galaxy if we allow this to happen. And they're totally casual about trying to stop it from happening.
Yeah, the whole New Republic as a whole seems to be highly ineffectual in anything.
Well, not just that, but like, I mean, like when Ahsoka and they are traveling back to try and catch up with Thrawn, initially they were traveling with the stupid hermit crab people, which are great on their own, but they just kind of got in the way for me for this plot driven thing to happen.
Oh, you don't like the perfectly tailored 3-piece suit, little
fine
people?
They're cute. I mean, like I said, if it wasn't that they got in the way of the story unfolding, I would have been totally fine with them. And I am. Like, I don't have anything against them. A great merchandising opportunity, I'm sure. Not that Disney does that.
No, of course.
I'm sure Disney don't create characters simply so they can sell toys of them. Yeah, anyway.
Please don't attack us, Disney.
So they all went together.
Yeah.
I think their budget's a little higher than ours. Just a little bit.
Probably. It just doesn't make sense. And so Ahsoka was fine, but she was kind of boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Ezra was fine, but he wasn't really my favorite character in Rebels either. No, so I'm like, well, whatever. For me, I just wasn't along on that personal journey they were trying to make it about. And let's not even get into the details of the technical aspects that bugged me, like being skilled with a lightsaber and you're totally fine. How they're interpreting the Force and whether or not you're Force sensitive.
Yeah.
If you just try really hard, you can go from having no skill to really not just picking up a lightsaber, but like catapulting people across hundreds of meter gaps, things like that, with a degree of control.
Mm.
But let's not get into that because we don't want to have our show cancelled.
However,
and I could be here all day talking about those things.
However, Hayden Christensen, Anakin, he's good. I was happy to see him back. He did really well.
I was good happy episode. To see him back.
Really good episode. Mm. Again, however, they could only pull out the good episode when they injected loads of
star power.
Yeah. And
is that what you're talking
about? What's the word I'm looking for?
Nostalgia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing back to the Clone Wars.
It's
yeah.
It was great to see.
It was fantastic
to see. And it looked really good. And it made me want to watch The Clone Wars again rather than actually continue to watch this show.
I am interested to see where it goes because now we've got the whole – because it's all leading into the David Filoni movie and all the stuff's going to come together. And obviously now you've got Thrawn back in the galaxy, so that's going to be a big part of it. But you've also got Baylan Skold going off to find and standing on the statues of the Mortis gods at the end. To what that's going to go with, and there's a lot of people talking about it being Abeloth from the books because that makes sense, which would be really interesting if they bring that into the show. Unfortunately, they're going to have to find a really strange way of doing that because the actor who played him has died.
I guess a part of me is afraid currently. So if we talk about the overall thing, you know, the Night Sisters, if we look at the fact that they have Grand Admiral Thrawn, who when I read his portrayal in the three-book series, I can't remember what they are now, completely slipped my mind.
You have it behind you, don't you?
Yeah, I do. No, actually, they're audiobooks. I don't.
Fake reader.
Yeah, they were really good. He was really good in that. And I saw kind of shades of that in this show, but not really a lot. And I understand he would have changed quite a bit as well. So I'm considering all that. I just found it just fell a bit flat for me. Mm. And I am a little bit worried that with this focus on the world between worlds.
Oh, you're worried?
We're gonna all these fate-driven stories in relation to like very big, grandiose things, whereas Star Wars was always a hero's journey story. Mm. It wasn't about grandeur. It wasn't about universe-ending stakes. This is not Marvel. This is not
the
Avengers.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is this sort of heading just, that direction a little bit.
You know, it was family matters between a son, a father, and a sister, right? And how, because of how powerful and wonderful they were, kind of the fate of the galaxy hinged on that family dynamic. And it was, you know, a hero's journey where they face insurmountable odds, they conquer their fears, all that sort of great stuff. Stuff that is timeless, right? And they're going with this sort of multiverse Marvel, sorry, let me rephrase that, DC style. And I say that because I just don't think that if that's what they're going for, that the results are going to be that great.
Mm.
Because I'm sick to death of Marvel and that sort of storytelling. The fact that this series took, was it 8 episodes or 9 episodes? 8 episodes. However many episodes. Remember. It felt like a million.
It did, yeah.
To tell the first act of a story shits me no end. Because you're spending 6 hours, 8 hours on something that should take 45 minutes in a movie, or if you say a trilogy, one movie.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me?
That. It's almost like they produced the whole show just to get subscribers to continue subscribing onto their streaming service.
So what you're telling me is that it was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, I liked
a bit disappointing.
I still liked it.
It had great moments.
I still liked it.
What was your favorite part then?
Well, I liked anything pretty much with Anakin and Ahsoka together.
Yeah. That's pretty much
That seems to be the general consensus though.
Yeah. That was really good.
Seeing Hayden Christensen back was a big...
Yeah. Hayden Christensen back, the Skold and Hattie characters were good as well. I quite liked them.
I think Hattie was underused. I would have liked to see more of her.
I think you probably will now. That's the actor who plays Skold has passed away. So
I would have liked to have seen more of him as well.
I would have loved to have seen more of him.
But I just hope he doesn't unveil a sort of, and it was all a dream at the end of it. You know, if they do something like that and people are Star Wars nuts that are a bit old school like me are saying, maybe they're going to soft reboot the sequel trilogy. I'm thinking if they did that, they're making the same mistake as Rise of Skywalker did.
Yeah.
Trying to undo something that people didn't like.
It just
fell apart.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't do that, even though part of me was like, I wish that could be done well.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way they could do that well.
Yeah. I think the best way to watch this series and a lot of Star Wars at the moment, especially for a cynical man like you, is a YouTube channel that I found recently, which I can't remember the name of it, but the guy who makes it, his name's Charlie, and it's essentially he does a very bad – you're smiling because you know what it is, isn't it? The very, very bad deep fake of – Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon.
I think they're very good.
I love them. Every time an episode of something Star Wars comes out, I have to wait until that comes out and I'll watch it with that because he's a funny man.
You know, I temper my response to things these days by watching him.
Yeah.
If it's Star Wars and Pitch meeting.
Yes, pitch meeting. Yep.
I'm thinking if they're picking up the same thing that I'm putting down, then I'm on the right track at least. I'm not just losing my mind.
And also
honest trailers.
Yes,
Yeah.
Well, we touched on it briefly in there because you were on your high horse rant, on your soapbox, about worrying that it's turning into DC Marvel universe-y sort of thing with, you know, so much going on, which is something that we wanted to talk about of superhero, but also just really pop culture fatigue that there's now so much out there. And probably you had the exact same thing. Like, you don't want to watch Ahsoka yet until you watch all of the 7 seasons of Clone Wars and the 5 seasons of Rebels.
Because it's like I got to keep up to date and I feel, because I am a fan, it's just it's one of those things. It's like I've been meaning to do it.
Yeah, you want to understand
and
it.
I want to enjoy it to the fullest. And I don't want to be like, who the frick is this person?
And that's the
like, why is this person being portrayed as such a main character? I have no idea who they are.
And that's the problem that no matter what movie or TV show comes out these days, it requires 17 hours of previous knowledge watching to catch up to understand what's going on.
I refuse to watch the latest Doctor Strange movie for the same reason, because I never watched all the show with
the WandaVision ones.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm the same. I've got about 5 Marvel movies that I haven't seen yet.
I haven't even seen the new Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was my favorite. The Guardians of the Galaxy 1 was like my favorite.
Yeah,
you know the Marvel movie when it came out, I thought it was hilarious and it was great and it was a new sort of direction they were going, and I actually
the
loved
problem
it.
With that is
I
that
haven't even seen the
it was so funny and did so well that all the rest of the Marvel movies had to turn into that.
No, you're right. No, 100%. But it was at the time,
and that sucked.
Yeah.
I wish they kind of left it as that's the funny ones.
Like, and
have the serious ones as well. You can do that.
It kind of worked. So you had the Guardians movies, which were hilarious, and you had the rest of them serious, and then the Thor Ragnarok came out, which was the first test of let's see if we can make this funny. And that one worked as well.
And that one worked really well.
That one was amusing as well.
It still had gritty moments, but it was still.
And then everyone did it. And then
they went way over the top with Love and Thunder, and it was.
It's just all the same.
Yeah.
Missed.
It is.
No matter like who the main character, just change the main character. Yeah.
It's.
And
it's
it all ends up in a fight between the good guy and the bad guy who both have similar powers. And that's the end.
And there's a sky beam.
It's.
Saving the universe with quips is what it is.
Yeah, and it's crap.
Yeah. So
Do not like it.
Yeah, so and that's just the problem, is that every franchise that comes out just has such a backlog of stuff that you need to know or you need to catch up on to understand everything. And I would just love a movie to come out that you can just watch and you don't have to have previous knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's no reason why you can't do that.
Which, funnily enough, is probably the reason why, because I haven't seen that many movies lately because, you know, life and too much going on. One of the last movies that I saw, Barbie, loved it because sat there, the kids enjoyed it. Well, one of my kids enjoyed it, the other one not so much. And I just sat there watching, you know, handsome ladies and gentlemen run around and be stupid, and that's all I had to really care about.
Yeah, there was no prior knowledge needed.
No, I didn't. I didn't need to know the lore of every Barbie
lore
that had ever been released. And
was there a sky beam? Was there a funhouse beam?
There might have been. Yeah. it's
a bit tiring.
It's too much.
And you think, you know, with how tight money can be at the moment for a lot of people, spending money on going to a movie, which is same, and not bringing anything to the table is not worth it.
Money is an issue, obviously, for a lot of people, but it's also just time.
Yeah.
It's like finding that time now. Where life and
you have twins, so you have plenty of time up your sleeve.
Yes, so much time to just
you just
waste.
Seriously just put them to sleep and then you go watch something.
Yeah. That easy.
You can't quite tell listeners because the audio, but there is a single tear running down his cheek. Right.
They're great.
Yeah, from one of his many eyes.
Yes.
That's a deep cut potato joke there.
I got it.
Is it like a
literally French fry?
Crinkle cut?
Yeah. I think that contributes to why I'm finding Star Wars a bit tiresome at the moment.
And that is a problem. Like, I'm excited for the Dave Filoni movie because I think he writes good characters and he does good stuff.
As long as it wraps the story up.
But that's the problem, is they're leaving so much open-ended to now tie into this movie, which is exactly what Marvel does.
Yeah.
And it's now just one more thing that you need to watch.
One good thing I did like about it, I mean, there are lots of good things I liked about that series, bringing it back to that, was that there's a link with the Zeffo.
Yeah, with all the writing. Yeah,
that's interesting. So that's good because I really love that story in that first Jedi game.
Yeah, from the games, yeah.
Because it's it was a bit of a mystery, but it was also a history mystery. you know, almost – yeah, I just love that. I love that sort of story. And because it was brand new, but it wasn't bringing in lore for the sake of it or because it was cheap. It was actually a good story that got you there, right? And it was story driven. I loved that. It's actually a little bit disappointing that in all the Star Wars content that we've had recently, that game told a better story than any of them.
The thing
Where's the Cal Kestis movie then? Come on.
The thing that I...
No, they'll ruin it.
Yeah, they will.
The thing that I'm finding amusing... is that all the people that are now trying to shoehorn all the new information into previous Star Wars stuff going, oh, the reason why Yoda said you're the last Jedi when now we know that there was Ahsoka and there was Cal Kestis and there was Kanan Jarrus and there was Ezra and all these people.
There's actually a lot of Jedi. Yeah. Left. What's going
on? And everybody's like, oh, but, you know, he said that because of this reason, this reason. No, he said that because when they wrote that movie, there were no other Jedi.
Correct.
But people are just trying to shoehorn all this new information in, going, oh, no, yeah, he definitely did it because of this.
They try to make an in-universe explanation
and,
as to why it was
I love that because it's the same thing with, like, Doctor Who, especially, like, anytime something new Doctor Who comes out, they go back 17 seasons. They go, oh, you see, it ties in with this. And it's just hilarious watching people do mental backflips.
It's almost as if you need to go into an era that wouldn't be like immediately linked with current characters and lore. So that's why I really like the High Republic era. Yeah. I've only listened to one and a bit of their books, but I really did enjoy it.
The only thing is like they can't at the end of the day, you know where the universe ends up, so they can't like do anything super crazy that's like blow up Coruscant or something. Like, you know, like
no, you can't do that. But you can blow up a planet that no one's ever heard of before.
Absolutely.
Yes. Because
like Alderaan.
Yeah. Yeah, Tatooine. Because that's not important.
In the sequels, that's from the point of view of the sequels, that's exactly. the point, isn't it? Yeah. But you know, it's a bit like Discovery, Star Trek Discovery.
Oh yeah, that great show.
They had to ship it off into the far future because of that.
Yeah.
Because of anything it was going to get in. Because I wanted to make it so grand again. Everything was like a galaxy ending every season, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't keep doing that because people knew, well, come on guys.
Well, that was.
We know nothing's going to happen.
Yes. So let's ship it off into the future because then anything can happen.
That was the same thing with like Stargate. You know, the first season of Stargate happened and then Atlantis came out and they went, well, we don't want to interrupt all that stuff. So different galaxy. And then that kept going as well. And they went, oh, crap, all right, different universe this time. just to, you know, stop things from you know, having to always link.
And they do that in comic books by having soft reboots.
They do, yeah, they
like
always
that.
Reboot
you universe. Don't have that, particularly when you're, you know, got the golden goose, which Star Wars can be if they handle it right. They don't want to reboot it, at least I wouldn't have suggested that would be possible, to reboot it because that could spoil things a bit. But they're running into the situation where now the lore is so full.
Star Trek,
something's going to have to
give. Kind of got away with it when they rebooted the original series with the movies.
Yes, they have an alternate timeline.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they did somewhat get away with it. Yeah,
I think that worked really well. But I do like those movies.
Yeah, they're good.
Most of them. Nothing's going to be as bad as Star Trek Discovery. It doesn't matter.
Nothing in the world will ever be as bad as Star Trek Discovery.
Well. Keeping our conversations in the stars.
Yeah, moving on to things that were a complete waste of money.
No, they're not.
No, they weren't a complete waste of money. We're talking about Starfield that you two gentlemen have purchased and I have not.
Mm.
Because while I do love Bethesda games and I do love, you know, the wonderful god that is Todd Howard, the game is just Skyrim in space.
Well, I've not played that. Skyrim, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
You I should see it as Skyrim as. That up. I don't see it as Skyrim in space exactly. And I've played 1,000 hours of Skyrim.
It's Fallout in space.
It is.
Skyrim was Fallout with dragons.
True.
It's all the same game. Every single game they make is the same game. It's just in a different genre. And that's great because they make great games. But, you know.
No. No. But then you could say that about every game is really falls under the same thing.
Well, genre-wise, yes, but this is the same company making.
Yeah, but like the it's the same game. Like, you, yeah, but it's not like the same mechanics. It's not the same.
I understand what you mean. It's like saying that Red Dead Redemption is Grand Theft Auto with horses because they're made by the same company.
Yeah,
and it absolutely is.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying like you could do that. Like Red Dead Redemption is just like Skyrim. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the same thing. It's like you're going around, but it's a Western.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the developer, the company making the exact same game again and just changing where it's based.
Yeah, but it's not exactly the same. But what I'm saying is like
guys,
they change it enough where
I don't like it when my daddies fight, okay?
I told you, not played it. I told you not to call me daddy here. Okay. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. Okay. As long as it involves us making.
You are correct. I haven't played it. I'm just picking it apart because I've seen some reviews of it and from what I've seen, it is Skyrim in space. But tell me more. Tell me your deepest, darkest
secrets. I rate it. It's probably my favorite game I've played for a long time, for probably a few years.
Okay.
Yeah, for the last couple of years at least. I enjoyed.
Okay, hang on. But let me work out what that exactly means. What was the last game you played before?
That this? I enjoyed?
No. The very last game that you played before this game.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Thingy.
Okay, no, that's right. What's
it called?
Oh, yeah.
New Order, whatever it is.
Jedi Survivor.
Which I enjoyed, but I was like, yeah.
Wasn't as good as the original.
But I did enjoy it.
Yeah. Give me a lightsaber in a game and I'm pretty happy.
Exactly. You know, which was fun and that was nostalgic, but.
I really wish I had a lightsaber in this game.
I wish I had a lightsaber in general.
You can tell I'm just Star Wars centric because I'm just like, oh, I wish I had a Star Wars ship.
You're right. No, I tried using a sword for a little while in this one. It wasn't very good though.
Yeah.
I tried. I gave it a shot and I was like, eh, no, not fun.
Well, I won't say anything that kind of ruins a story because this game is kind of as big as you want it to be. And if you're someone who's wanting to do a bit of grinding and doing side quests before finishing off the main story, then you might not be through the story. I like to get the story out of the way so then I can leave myself to my own devices. I feel
like this game is a lot more grindy than like what you're saying. Than Skyrim, for instance. Like for Skyrim, you can, or, you know, other Bethesda games like that, Matt, you know how you generally can do anything you want and it's not really like level capped. Like you've got to be at a certain power level to do it.
Yeah, it's the difficulty scales off your level.
Exactly. Yeah. This is not that. It's you got to be a certain level to do certain things or that, and, you know, you want certain skills or you want to upgrade your ship or your home base or whatever like that, you need to get skill points. So you need to level your dude up. And as you're getting, you know, the first few levels, you kind of grind through pretty quickly and just do a few missions. And it's like, oh, you've got four levels to use those points on. But getting up higher and higher, it's like, okay, it takes a long time before you're leveling up each time. And it's frustrating. Not frustrating, exactly. It's, you know, while you're enjoying it, it's good. But you're like, I just want to do this. And, you know, you're going to have to go do a bunch of stuff just to be able to level up the next skill point thing that you want to do because you need that for your base to do a certain thing or have an upgrade that you want. So it does get a bit more grindy, but I've just finished the game, the storyline, which was, I won't spoil it for anyone that's hasn't finished it yet. It really came out of the blue. Have you finished this main storyline?
Yeah.
I was very surprised how it actually all sort of the Starborn thing came about.
Yeah. Well,
that all of a sudden got very like, oh, this is very sci-fi all of a sudden, more than the fact of you're flying around a spaceship. You know.
Yes, and it went from kind of a really quite likely, like, you know, like a likely future of normal, boring humanity to a bit more
fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah.
A fantastic view of what could happen. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I liked the bit of the mystery, but I think I would have really liked more mystery. More digging required to get to the bottom of things and not literally have something explained to you.
It was very explained.
Yeah. Every
time. It was very like, boom, boom, boom. Oh, you're done. And then I was like, oh, that one. And then when I first started it, like I didn't follow any of the main missions at all. I sort of got to the point where then you could go off on you and do your own stuff. Yeah. And I did. And I didn't go back to that at all. I barely even visited the lodge where like, you know, I didn't do it for ages. Which was fine. And then I sort of went back doing it just because. And then all of a sudden I'm done. And I was like, oh, like I was like level, let's say 40 or something maybe when I decided to go back. And then I was like 42 by the time the whole.
Yeah. It happens quick. Wraps it up happened quickly.
Real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing given.
Do you know, I didn't know there was actually like powers in there until I got to that sort of point. And I was like, oh, what? You got powers?
Spoiler alert.
I don't mind. Go for it.
Magic. Yeah, magic. No, it's it is a bit like
are
that.
Are they like shouts?
Sort
of. I don't know what that is.
Sort of, but not really.
Okay.
But no.
Yeah, no, look, I really like the game. I initially had it on Game Pass and I knew I was cancelling that because I got some cash for my birthday. Didn't have anything I specifically wanted. I thought, oh, I'll get a couple of months of Game Pass, play as much game as I can. Starfield was on there. And I'm like, I need to experience as much of this as possible in the short period of time that I had.
Yeah, yeah.
So after I started, I actually started on the Xbox and went, this is awful.
How?
Went to the PC, yeah. Even though it only leaves me with like 50 gig on my drive.
Now, saying that, how much easier is the ship building and that sort of on the PC?
Oh, well, you can actually have a hope in hell of doing it. I don't know how you could do it on the Xbox.
Lord, it drives me up the wall.
Even in the PC, it's actually fairly challenging just to, not just the mechanics of doing it.
It is just clunky.
How to do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, what kind of shape do you want? And now you need to make sure you fit things together in a way that works.
Yeah, I did create a Serenity, not going to lie.
I would be willing to put money on the fact that your first ship was a giant penis.
It wasn't. It was an actual very.
That's the pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just the pilot. One giant dick. No, the. As soon as I sort of got to a point where I could make a Serenity, it's 100%. I Googled it. Oh, what's the best looking ones that someone's done? How do they do it? Oh, yep, sweet, I did it. It took me that long because they were doing it so fast on the thing, but they're doing it on a computer. And the way like, because it's like a 3D model thing, right? Like a CAD drawing almost, the way it's, you start putting your ship together up. And it's, you know, you're obviously scrolling around with a mouse and you're spinning it around and super easy. You're doing it on Xbox and everything's inverted and messed up and you can't change that. And it's horrible and clunky and I don't know how people do it.
Yeah. my goal at the moment is to build a nice ship.
Yeah.
But it is so involved.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, and I just can't get my head into the space of building it like in three dimensions. Mm. What needs to go there to make it look like this sort of thing? And because you have different modules you snap together, but you also have structural pieces that help form it as well. And it's just doing my head in.
It's enjoyable, but at the same time, it's like, you know what you're looking for. I try to do like an Enterprise as well. I couldn't get it though.
So is it kind of like a thing where you make a ship and you go, this is really good, and then you look online and see the stuff that other people are making?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I suck. It's exactly
like, yeah, it's like the nailed it cakes.
Well, yeah. For instance, yeah. I have a very high standard for myself, right? Yeah. So I'll make a little bit of a ship, you know. Yeah. Don't want to put too high expectations on myself.
Yeah.
And so what you generally do is you buy a ship and then you can either delete it completely and build from scratch, or you can alter it. And I decided to delete it from delete it and build from scratch. Before I knew it, I was 2 hours in.
Yeah.
And then I'm like
$2 million.
Oh,
down.
Shit. and then I left with no saves because nothing I had built was to my liking in the end. I'm like, oh, screw it.
Get so out, that,
I'm like, well, if it's about, you know, killing time and escapism, I've just done this.
You've done that.
This is how I play The Sims. I build houses. This is the same thing.
Yeah, well, then that's the same thing. You can build your own like home base and stuff on the planet or any planet you decide to choose to land on.
Yeah, well, I haven't even looked into why that's a good thing. And I'll tell you why. You know how I said the plan was I only had the game for a short period of time. I decided I was going to cheat, and I wasn't just going to cheat a little. I was going to cheat a lot. To try and get as much enjoyment because I knew it was going to be lengthy. There's going to be a lot of side quests and I'm not going to have time to do that. I've only got 2 months at the most to play the game. And so I did that and I, you know, gave myself millions of credits and it was like, ha ha, rolling in money. And then I'm like, actually, this is quite a good game. And I decided just to buy it. in the end, I'm like, do I bother restarting again without all that assistance? Nah. So I'm one of those.
You're just a dirty cheater.
Absolutely. Well, you're not playing anyone.
Yeah.
So
really, you're just cheating yourself.
So? As if that, hi Matt. Here's a briefcase filled with millions of dollars. Would you like it, or would you rather go to work tomorrow? Let me think. But it's about enjoyment, right?
Yeah.
So as long as it's enjoyable enough, because it's in depth enough that even with the cheats, I found it still very enjoyable because I still had lots of stuff to do. Mm. And of course, the story.
What cheats were there?
Oh, like
no! Don't you listen? Don't you sully yourself?
I know they had some
God mode, and
on the Xbox,
it's not because I want to be. It's not because I want to be invincible.
You just want to be God.
I just want some ammo because
is this on
keeping having enough ammo is a bloody nightmare.
Yeah, you're right.
Because there are so many different types of ammo.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, it is shocking.
Are you talking about on the computer only, or
computer only? Because yeah. I'm console sure. cheats. Yeah. Soz.
That's fine.
But yeah, no, it's you don't get any of the achievements and stuff. I don't give a shit about achievements.
Well, that's right.
I'm on Flight Sim, though, I care about that.
I'm glad that you are both enjoying the game in your own special ways.
I talked about that for far too long.
No, that's good. It's better than the normal blank stare that you have on whenever we talk about games. So
eyes glaze over.
Yeah, it is. I rate it, and I do think it's one of the more enjoyable games that's come out in a long time. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about something that I've discovered recently, and I want to share it with you gentlemen.
Okay.
You met a woman.
I did. I made a woman. I've found this audiobook series, and it's actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
So
you're a tool bag.
What? You don't
What's wrong
books?
With your potato?
You're such a tool bag.
Don't you like books, Broby?
Anyway. Sorry, don't let him interrupt you.
So it's this audiobook
series. If I have to mute him, I will.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, he's probably doesn't even know how to read anyway, so that's fine.
That's right.
Or even listen to an audiobook.
Yes, it confuses his ears. Yeah.
So yeah, so it's this, I just found it randomly. I was just sort of scrolling through the Audible app and I just found this this book and I went, oh yeah, I'll give it a go. Mm. And it's really good. So I'd highly recommend both of you, especially you, John, because I know you quite like books. I don't know if it'll really be up your alley, Proby, but. Yeah.
What's this book series called?
It's called He Who Fights With Monsters. And it's sort of this, the like a lit RPG sort of thing. So a character gets sent to another world and discovers magical powers and becomes all powerful. But the character's Australian. So it's a lot of Australian humor and Australian sort of stuff in there.
That's so, quite a unique it kind is. Of base. Yeah. I've never heard anything like that before.
I've heard a lot of ones like that, but the Australian spin on it is quite good. But yeah, I just sort of came across it and I wanted to share it with you guys.
Mm.
It's nice of you.
So the name of that series again?
He Who Fights With Monsters.
He Who Fights With Monsters. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I've never heard of that before, but I'm sure.
We've definitely not ever brought that up on
if,
this.
If anyone else was to raise that as a potential series worth checking out, I might have my doubts.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do trust your judgment. So make sure if you're listening to this that you check out this new series.
Yes, He Who Fights Monsters that I discovered.
Yes. Yeah. Well done. Thanks, Matt.
You're a joke. Wow.
I don't know why the Proby is so mad.
Don't know. He's
glad you did. I'm glad you did listen to it.
He's though. Stewing over there. He's his stew- very own he's, jacket potato.
No, after a long time, I finally got you to listen to it and I'm glad you did.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I have listened to it that I just discovered by myself. Sure. I've quite enjoyed it. Now I'm just waiting for the next one to come out in about a month. So
yeah. Do you think that'd be something that the Proby would be interested in?
He might like it.
Do you know what? This is interesting. I actually read this series myself as well.
You can't say that now.
You can't say that now.
You're just saying it because he said it.
Yeah, I mean, I know you want to be cool like me and John.
Sure.
Yes. And cool potato is good too. You can make salad from it.
If only you could see the hurt in his eyes right now, guys. It's
is one of those things. I've tried to get a few people to listen to it now, and I got one of the guys at work. I think he's keen on it now as well. But we'll see.
Well, play him this episode because I've recommended it. So
now that you've recommended
it, he might like it.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Mm.
Stuff my recommendations.
We generally do.
Yes.
Yep. So we do have a supernova.
We do. Yeah. The supernova
Comic-Con and gaming
pop culture expo.
And that's November 4th to 5th.
Yes, for us Adelaideans. Adelaide, yes.
At the Adelaide Showgrounds in Wayville.
So Supernova, if you're listening, which you're absolutely not, we'd love to go to it as media. But
because we're poor.
Yeah, pretty much. But our many three international listeners would love to know more about Australian conventions, I'm sure.
Well, yes.
especially my my auntie, who is one of our international listeners, I discovered.
Wait, which country?
England.
Okay, that's fine. We have quite a few in the US.
We do, yeah.
Fozzie, this is a shout out just for you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening on each one of your devices so that it counts as separate plays each time. Mark Dacascos, I think that's how you say his name.
Yes.
He was in John Wick Chapter 3, Brotherhood of the Wolf and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Morgan Davies, who appears to be a young pale bloke from One Piece and Evil Dead Rise.
Yes.
And
pale
I'm looking at his picture. I've not seen anything he's been in. He will now be known as the pale bloke. And I am assuming here, I shouldn't assume. Yeah. Tamara Morrison from the Book of Boba Fett.
Your favorite Boba Fett.
My favorite Boba Fett, yeah.
Don't pick on Uncle Tamara. He's good.
Look, you'd think, right, he wouldn't have to come back to Star Wars because he played about... Well, how many million characters in Attack of the Clones?
He's done so many.
Yeah,
he's done so many characters. Do you
think if he gets paid per part,
paid then every individual one. Yeah, he's set for life.
So obviously from Book of Boba Fett, which was the okayest version of Boba Fett ever seen.
Can I ask a dumb question here? Just as I'm a fan.
How is this any different to any other time?
That's why I thought I'd just preface it for once. Was he the voice in Clone Wars as well?
Yeah,
he did do the voice. Yep, okay, I wasn't sure. Yeah.
And The Bad Batch.
And Star Wars Episode 2.
Yes.
Yeah, one.
Laz Alonso, Joshua Orphan, Orpin? Orpin, maybe. Orpin? I hope he's an orphan.
Say this next one.
Nicola D. I don't know how you'd say that. Anyway, he's from Stranger Things, The Machine for All Mankind. I don't know. Their names, aren't they? I don't know how big they are. I know that Katie Sackhoff was meant to be attending.
Yeah, there's been a couple of cancellations. Katie Sackhoff would have been great, who plays Bo-Katan in Mandalorian.
She is still going to be doing a virtual Q&A, so she'll be there in image. Mm-hmm. Her visage will be large holo-projected. And in charge. That's right, a hollow projection. But unfortunately not in person. There are some good personal reasons as to why that's there. And of course, perennial favourite, John Jarrett. Who goes to these things quite regularly.
He does. I run into him at conventions almost as much as I run into him at the Gawler Coles, which is quite often.
But does he do signings there?
Probably, if you asked him.
he might sign the receipt when he pays by credit card and that's about it. So look, not the hugest listed names I've seen. There is a Star Trek convention happening and there's like some big names in that one. It's not coming here.
Of course it's not. Is that we get what we get.
Melbourne or Sydney or one of the two.
Yeah.
What's the biggest stars we've had here in conventions in the past that you can remember?
Patrick Stewart. Mm-hmm. He came 1 year.
I'm pretty sure Christopher Lloyd came a few years ago as well.
Yep. I remember following him on his Twitter.
On his bus.
And he was having
followed
dinner.
Him, you just followed him back to his hotel?
Yeah. No. I was just in the bushes at the front of his hotel.
Yeah. I remember Nathan Fillion came one time.
Yeah. I mean... There's been quite a few. I mean,
Adelaide is a small city in Australia.
Just, it's just one of those things.
Big,
it's like
big handsome man in Momoa. Water.
So far, you're describing
Momoa.
Me,
Jason Momoa. Oh, he was there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I do remember that too.
Yeah.
So they do come from
big handsome man.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah, that's right. If he had said big handsome Kipler, we would have said you.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks. Nobody's ever called me handsome.
Well, your picture's on a website, so if listeners, you want to find out why, then just simply go to the About Us page.
Yeah. Please don't.
Now, we've had a few people come out here, and of course, most recently, and probably the biggest name, and this is not a pop culture, although it is a pop culture reference, but a historical pop culture reference, was Paul McCartney. He's recently performed here.
He did. missed out on seeing him when the entire rest of my family went. So
that would have been amazing.
I'm now, I'd say kicking them out of my will, but I'm just hoping to be in theirs. No, apparently he was really good. I mean, this is pop culture because I am music pop culture still.
Yeah.
Apparently he's insane. He was there for hours. He played 40 songs over his various different albums.
Yeah,
did not leave the stage
3 hours.
Once.
Yeah.
He was on the stage for the entire time, did 40 songs.
Wow.
And was really good. So
when was this?
Last week.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy,
so good,
he's on a world tour.
Good job.
I knew he was on a tour. I just didn't know he was here. Yeah. Honestly, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Missed that completely. There you go.
Yeah, we've been great.
And
yeah.
Your family left you out.
They did.
And they know how much of a music buff you are with that
sort
of thing.
We bought my dad a ticket for Father's Day.
Yeah.
My brother, who's a massive Beatles fan, was obviously already going. So we bought him a ticket so he'd go with my brother and his wife. And then unbeknownst to me, my mum went, oh, well, I mean, if they're going, I'll go as well. Could have asked me. I could have ordered a ticket, but nobody did. So I stayed at home and cried.
Just put on a Beatles album at home.
Yeah, you put on a parody, Live and Let Cry. Yeah.
Live and Let Cry. So thanks a lot to my family who I know at least two of you listen. You suck.
You suck.
But I hope you had a good time.
But please don't remove him from the will.
But also, yes, please don't remove him from the will.
I love you.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to, I think, one final thing and it's something I don't understand. I did mention it earlier.
There are many things you don't understand, so you have to be more specific.
There are certainly more things I don't understand than I do, and One Piece is
women.
one of them.
Women. Oh, One Piece, yes. Sorry.
I don't think anyone can claim to understand them. We just do our best.
Yes.
So far, I have survived.
Well.
I'm alive.
You are.
Yeah. Mm. For now.
One Piece, you say.
Yes.
Neither of you have watched it yet, have you?
No. Well, my eyes are going to glaze over here because I have nothing.
It's the live action adaptation of a manga or manga and anime, which is really good. The anime was pretty rubbish. I think they've remade it again since then and made it better. But the original one when they brought
the anime is one of, you know, you got the big three of the anime. Let's say you got Bleach. You got Naruto and you've got One Piece.
Well, people say they're the big three just because they went for like 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, right. But they're like, let's say they're the big three and they're most popular, you know, whatever. There's probably still a vast majority that say One Piece is the best of the three, which I can't get behind only because I only ever watched the first 10 episodes maybe.
So the issue was that anime was still relatively new in sort of Western areas, especially dubbed anime, where they would bring it over and they'd hire voice actors to go over it. And a lot of people didn't understand that. So the company that grabbed One Piece essentially treated it like Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or something like that, that it was designed for very young children. So any swearing, any violence in a show about pirates was taken out. And it was made into a show for kids. And the company that made it was called 4Kids, funnily enough. And it was god-awful. So I think they remade it.
Did they have two versions of it? Like a Japanese anime version?
Yeah, and the original Japanese one was there.
And then, not just the manga, but the actual anime?
Yeah, the anime. Oh,
okay, yeah. Okay.
And then,
Normal?
That's what they did, yeah. So they usually make the manga, it gets popular, they make an anime out of it.
Right.
And then America goes, oh, we want some of that money. And then they make a Western version of it.
Yeah.
But, and it was, but the company God bless that made capitalism. It was, yeah, exactly. The company that made it was just awful, and they tried to turn it into Pokemon, essentially.
Believe it.
And so I never watched it because I saw the first episode and I would, you know, rather do anything else in the world. But I've read a lot of them. So, well, almost all of them. They're still going.
Are they actually still going?
I think so. Last time I checked, like a couple of months ago, they were still going.
Goodness.
But the live action.
Sure.
Fantastic. It's really hard to do a live action of an anime because characters are so
and especially over the that top. One. That one's like you take like a Naruto, for instance. While that's gonna be hard because of there's so much special effects that would need to go into it, obviously, but silliness, but they're just people. Where One Piece seems to be like there's a dude with a stupid long pointy nose and
massive, even,
and one guy's tiny, and you know,
and that's funny because the characters with the long nose, Usopp, is my most hated character in in the manga.
Yeah.
I thought he was great in the live action. I thought they did him really well. Not my favorite, but he was really good.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the personalities are so wild that you try to turn it into a live action, like you were saying with Naruto, imagine a live action version of a kid running around screaming at the top of his lungs line.
I get it. It does. It's impossible.
It doesn't tie into live action.
No.
But they actually managed to do it in a way that was good. And I think one of the things that helped with it is that they didn't rely on CG for everything. So it's about pirates. There's a lot of pirate ships. There's tons of pirate ships, all Navy stuff. They made a lot of the ships. So a lot of them are practical effects. And it actually makes sets look a lot better.
Yeah, I could understand. Yeah. Oh, nice. I do want to watch it. It's sort of like this thing. I don't want to watch it without the context though.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's starting from the start, sort of gives you the broad strokes anyway.
You don't really have – I mean – my missus just finished watching it. She was at home bored and she just watched all of it.
Sure.
And she's like, yeah, it's good. She goes, oh, it's obviously designed for boys rather than girls. Brad, I said, yeah, absolutely. But she was like, yeah, it was good.
Brad actually asked me the other day, he's like, hey, I saw this, you know, One Piece thing that's on there. Have you, like, what's your thoughts? And I was like, I actually haven't watched it. But here's my take on it from talking to Matt. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give it a go. So I think he's started watching it now as well. But because I got him to like start getting into a little bit of anime. It tends to be more of that like grungy, sort of gritty, realistic like anime, not like sci-fi sort of or like fantasy sort of side of things. It's more like the
He wants depressing, dystopian, like real life.
Yeah, more of the real life.
And it's like depressing dystopia.
Like the fighting one, what's it called? Kengan Ashura.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually, really enjoying it. But I think there's only two seasons of it. But yeah, things like that is probably more his speed. But he was looking at it thinking, oh, this might be all right. But yes, I'm keen to give it a go.
I think you should.
To see more live action anime adaptations, but I know they're going to be.
And that's
– like this one you say is good. And I hear a lot of good things about it actually from a fair few different people and seeing a few reviews. But – I want more. Let's say I'd love a Naruto one, but I know it's.
Oh, I would not want that one. There's just too much.
I do, but you know it's going to be terrible.
I know it's going to be terrible. And that's the problem because there are little good ones that the One Piece actually being a good one is a step in the right direction. I mean, the one before that, which Cowboy was Bebop. Okay, was Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
And we both love Cowboy the original Bebop. Anime. So it was
one of my best, yeah.
You know, it was good to see that it's starting to go into a step in the right direction, that it doesn't have to be so over the top and CG and try to turn real people into anime characters. They're trying to turn anime into
Did it finish? Like, where did the show –
finishes just after the Arlong.
I don't know that. But I mean, like, so it's not like it tried to cram the whole series into one movie.
No, he hasn't even got, like, the whole crew together.
Gotcha. So do they reckon they're going to do a season two then?
I think so.
It's been pretty popular.
Yeah, I think it will be. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Good.
So that whole time we were talking about that, John was scrolling through his phone. I couldn't quite tell because he kept sort of spinning, but it kind of looked like he was watching girls dancing on TikTok. So.
Yes. Actually, it was Insta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have multiple accounts on Insta.
So. That's the safest bet. You don't want to. You don't want to be horny on Main.
And you got to make sure you pick the right account.
Yeah.
to like certain posts and not get it confused because it's just awkward when you show your wife all your saved things. Go, I don't know how that went there.
Yeah, I kept wondering why the Good News Geek page kept liking all these dancing ones. You really got to sign out of that one before you do anything like this.
Right.
Yeah.
So I probably shouldn't have got in touch with that Russian lady.
He was a man.
It was a man. Okay. No, it wasn't even Russian. How disappointing on both levels. Well, guys, I think that brings us to the end of this episode.
I think it has. And with any luck, people will be able to listen to this one.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't want to talk about it either.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you found that audiobook series.
Yeah, I highly recommend that you guys check it out. Personal recommendation from me, The Discoverer.
Yes. Good work.
Yeah.
Well done. And once again, Scott has contributed the drinks to this show.
He has contributed the drinks, so thanks for that.
And his voluminous, manly facial hair.
Oh, it's majestic. I wish you guys could see it. It is.
There's 2 weeks of growth.
Yeah. There's at least 12 now.
There is at least 12 hairs there, yeah. They're completely spaced out though, so. Yeah.
I can't talk. I'm very sparse as well.
Well, if you guys are lucky, we might even put a photo of it on one of our socials.
Just not too close and not too high definition. No one needs to see that. Although he has just whitened his teeth.
Yeah, he has to make it look even more like Mr. Potato Head with the plastic teeth and the sticking out ears.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. And make sure you check us out at our Facebook page.
Our Instagram.
What else do we have? Do we have a Threads?
We have a Threads. I've made a Threads. I've also made one post on our Threads, which pretty much sets the pace for all the rest of them to go.
Excellent. So between all of the social accounts, you might get a handful of posts.
You might, if you're lucky. Follow them all just to make sure that you don't miss the one time we post every year.
Correct. And actually, before we go, are we in? We're in
October.
Oh, yeah,
October.
We're in spooky month, yeah.
So no, not just that because, I don't know, I hate kids. Other people's kids, and I don't want them knocking on my door. Okay, so chocolate. And
it's good that you clarified that you hate other people's kids instead of your own kid. You do realize that we both have kids.
Yeah. But I've never met your kids, so they're no problem.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yep.
Although they look fantastic,
they do. They're
cutie patooties. So. But your twins, what, they don't count as how old are they?
They don't count. They don't even know maths.
How old are they?
They're 20 months.
Yeah. Okay. So you're still counting their age in months. So they definitely don't count. They're far too young to count at this stage.
I mean, probably, but you know what I mean. Probably can't count either. So
I'm talking about. Think about it. I'm talking about primary school kids.
Oh yeah, the ferals.
Anyway, I don't want them knocking at my door, so I'm not really that keen on Halloween. Plus, I don't know anyone that throws a decent enough party to attend. So, if anyone's listening and they know me and you do throw a party, please invite me to this one.
Yeah,
please,
reach out.
Please, I'm lonely.
He will come in a Leia costume.
He already has one.
Slave Leia costume for sure.
No.
Yes.
I will come as a sexy Lord Voldemort though. I'll even have a nose. That's what makes it sexy. No, it's getting close to Christmas.
It is getting close to Christmas.
And every year we always do our Christmas episode.
We do. The Christmas spectacular.
Often we take November off to focus our efforts and try and do a show of spectacular renown at Christmas. So I think that's going to be the same this year. We'll meet. We'll use the usual time that we used to record to come up with a plan and actually plan.
Absolutely. And it won't just involve us getting together and drinking.
And eating wings.
Because that's definitely not what our plans normally are.
Don't give things away. Anyway, I'm very much looking forward to our Yuletide episode. Yuletide. And that will be coming up soon. So make sure you keep up to date on all of the happenings on all of our social medias. Even the ones we don't post to, because you just never know. And you'll be hearing from us again in December.
This podcast is produced by a small yet dedicated team. Good News Geek is not a revenue-generating enterprise, but a labour of love. If you like what you hear, be sure to tell people about us. Your podcast presenters are John, Matt and Scott. Produced by John. Social media by Matt and John. Edited by Yolanda and John, with music supplied by purpleplanet.com and fesleyanstudios.com. Drink supplied by Scott, the Proby, and Bestie Not Forget It.